Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mahal.
And today, it's all about hunger.
Hunger. That's
hunger.
Right. Because we hungry.
All the time. All the time.
I mean, I'm not anymore because of my GLP-1, but it was a doozy. That's how I regained.
Oh, yeah. Well, the hunger. Head hunger. And I always just thought it was like one type of hunger, right?
I know.
I was just like, I'm just hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either hungry or not hungry, right? Well, that is not true.
That is not true. Kelly found something.
I found stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, we're a lot of people are on GLP-1s.
Yeah.
Both of us are.
Yep.
Although mine is not working as much as I would hope for it to work. But
I know, I'm confused.
I'm going to the 7.5 and a friend of mine told me that she started feeling it when it was the 7.5.
Okay. And you're taking,
I'm gonna put my phone on silent.
Tirzepatide?
I am taking Zepbound.
Zepbound.
Which is tirzepatide is the clinical name.
That's correct.
And you're on semaglutide.
Yes.
People say that weird sometimes, and I'm like,
well, because we want to say semi-glutide, but there's no I. It's semaglutide.
Semaglutide.
Yeah.
That's why. I want to say semi-glutide.
The company that we work for reminded me of that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Semaglutide.
I had to redo content.
Oh.
I said it wrong once. So.
That's
gotta redo.
Gotta redo it. You can't go with that.
Mm-mm.
So. How many types of hunger do you think there are, Mel?
So I thought there was, okay, I'm hungry, that one.
Yeah, of course.
And then I know that I eat when I'm lonely, so mm-hmm. I fear there's a coping hunger.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
I think that's it.
There are actually 5 types of hunger.
Yeah, I only thought of 2.
5. I had no idea. Mm-mm. When I started rolling into this. Because I was like, why am I hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through a breakup. I'm trying to cope as best I can. But what's our biggest coping skill for many of us?
Food,
eating, you know, even if you're not hungry. And that's the thing. I don't know if I'm actually not hungry and I'm just coping.
Right. You're like, which one is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm out and about, I don't think about it.
Mm-mm. No, when I'm out and about, I have to bring stuff because I forget to eat.
Or we, like, work it into what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there are 5.
So, what's the main one?
So, the first one is practical hunger.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So, that means you aren't hungry in the moment, but you choose to eat to avoid anticipated physical hunger that you may not be able to satisfy at a later time.
Oh, I definitely do that. I'll be like, oh, I know I'm not going to eat there. So I will have a protein shake now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that example because that actually made me understand it more.
Oh, good.
Because I'm like, yeah, if you're like, oh, I'm going to be out all day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to eat breakfast because I know I'm not going to, but I'm not hungry for breakfast.
Correct.
But I'm going to eat anyways.
Correct. That's what Katie makes you do.
Ha!
That's what she's.
Thank you, Katie.
She's being practical hunger with
she
you.
She is serving my practical hunger.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, because
awesome. It's
part of my pre-gaming. It's kind of like that, making sure
mm-hmm.
you're ready. Because, guys, this is coming out tomorrow, which is the 10th, which means you're about to probably go to a bunch of Christmas parties.
Yes.
You're probably going to go, obviously, to someone's holiday party at like mm-hmm. on the day, before the day, whatever mm-hmm. the days are. New Year's is coming. Mm-hmm. So these are practical one. I like that because you could use it right now.
Yeah.
Right freaking meow.
Right freaking meow.
Right freaking meow.
That makes me think of when I worked at JC.
Yes, the old days.
And we would, somebody would hide under the counter and meow. When we were bored.
I was trying not to spit out my protein shake. Because I remember you guys doing that.
Yeah. Somebody, because it was like this long counter, and there was all these like open spaces where for like storage.
Yep.
But underneath where you ordered, where the cash register was, there was nothing under there. And so adults in their 20s, guys, yep, would hide under there. And then as you're taking an order, they would go meow, meow. And people would be like,
is there a cat?
Did you hear me out? No.
No.
Not at all. And we would do that throughout the day.
Well, and I remember us doing that through fast food lanes.
Mm-hmm.
When you would talk to the person. Mm-hmm.
You talk to them and then
everything would end with meow.
Meow.
And I think that's a Super Trooper thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super Troopers? Yeah. Yeah. That came from Super Troopers.
I love that.
Yeah,
that
that's
movie.
Like the very beginning of the movie.
It
I
is.
I haven't watched that movie in so long.
We're gonna
long.
Have to rewatch it.
Oh man,
Girls' Night.
That one and Waiting.
Because mm-hmm.
Waiting,
with
I don't
Ryan
know.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Waiting was exactly like working at JC's.
Aunt Nene hates that movie.
Why?
I know, because it's a Ryan Reynolds movie and she loves him, but I was like, what the fuck? She just says it's just too gross for her.
It's not that
I was
bad.
Like, really? You've watched Terrifier 3 with us and you're like, nope,
that's,
Waiting.
That's where
that's
I draw
the line. Yep.
We found the line with Aunt Nene.
Yeah, it's the food stuff. She doesn't like it when people are fucking with food.
I mean,
which I
I'll
get.
Admit it. I spit in a pizza. I was a dick. I still remember his stupid fucking face.
I remember that. I worked at Arby's and I did not. I was too scared to. But you definitely got a smash roast beef or cold fries or mozzarella sticks.
What was the smashed roast beef?
So me and Travis, I got it from Travis, but not Katie's Travis, different Travis. But what he used to do, because he didn't like people touching people's food either, but he would load, because he was a 5 for $5. So he would put 5 in there, and then he's like, oops. And then.
Oh.
So if you were a dick and being an asshole,
you got a smash.
You got smashed roast beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
were actually just talking about that because they used to have the 5 for $5.
Yeah.
Or the 3 for $5.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely do not have that anymore.
No, because the beef and cheddars used to be 3 for $5 and then the roast beef for $5
uh-huh.
for $5. Yeah, they don't do that shit anymore.
No.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, we were in Bath & Body Works and I had an old one sitting on my – I found it in, while I was moving and all that. It was $13.
Okay.
And the one in the store today was $17.95.
For what?
For a lotion.
Oh, that's right. The lotion.
Yeah,
because
yeah. I was going to do the 3 for $3.
Yep.
Thinking they're like, you know, $13. I'm sorry. I'm not paying $18 for a bottle of lotion.
Yeah, so that's why when you're like, one, I don't use their lotions anymore, but I just use my hemp lotion because
yeah.
it's $20 and it lasts me like 2-3 months. Yeah.
It's a big bottle.
It's a big bottle.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's stupid. It's so, stupid. I hate the price.
I got one because it was my free item.
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I got that for mom. She's not going to listen to this one. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got mom stuff from Bath & Body.
She'll love it.
yeah. Cause she likes the winter candy apple too.
Oh my God. She's loves it. She talked about it when she was over. So.
Of course she did.
Yep.
okay. Back to Practical Hunger. Okay.
No, we're good with that one. Now we're
yeah.
on number two.
So we've done Practical Hunger. And then we're going to do Physical Stomach Hunger. So this is your biological need for food.
Okay.
So this is your body telling you that you are hungry because you are actually hungry.
Okay.
You're driven to eat because your body needs energy. Hunger cues such as stomach growling, thinking about food, food preoccupation, which I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll look that
you
up.
Should Google it.
I'm Googling.
Lack of focus, feeling shaky, lightheaded, or irritable.
It's called food what?
Food preoccupation.
Preoccupation. What is food preoccupation? Preoccupation is having present thoughts or obsessive fixation on something to the point where it compresses daily living. So this is where we're obsessing over wanting
okay.
food.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That is
so
interesting.
That's an interesting one because the obsessive thoughts definitely. for me. But before surgery,
yeah, I was gonna say, we love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to, because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout. Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Go through this list one more time. Let's do pre-surgery and after surgery.
Okay, so pre-surgery,
yeah,
my stomach did growl.
Yep.
I had all of the cues. I had all of the obsessive thoughts, mm-hmm. all of it pre-surgery.
Yep.
And then after surgery, you don't have ghrelin.
Nope.
So you don't have that physical
No, but remember, we would feel it in our throats, though.
You felt it in your
Okay,
throat.
I felt it in my throat.
I did not.
I felt the growl instead of in my tummy, like low throat area.
But how long did it take to do that? Right. Or was it immediate?
Oh, like, to feel that?
Yeah.
That was probably like month two, three.
Okay. So it took a little
bit. It took a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So, yeah, because after surgery, you have to pay attention to the other
food cues.
Thank you. Like lack of focus, feeling shaky, lightheaded, irritable, all of that. So you have to like pay attention to that more than, you know, our go-to, which is like the stomach growling.
Yeah, instantly.
Yeah.
The lightheadedness, I've had both sides for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the growling, like I said, it's both sides, but one's in a different area. Mm-hmm. But I try not to go too far where I'm shaky. That one scares me. And then when she does it, I'm like, motherfucker, like, that's like a little too extreme.
Yeah, but sometimes my shaking has nothing to do with food.
No, it doesn't. That's what's confusing.
Like, I just start shaking and I'm not, like, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't pay attention to the other cues pre-surgery.
No, I didn't even know what a cue was.
Yeah. So after surgery, you really have to get to know the cues of, oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you really have to listen to your body. Yeah. You actually have to pay attention, because before we would be like, oh, it's just lunchtime.
Yeah.
Because nothing is growling. Or you start growling. So
yeah,
it was just one or the other back then. I didn't even think about it.
I think it was more for me, like, it was like, it's breakfast. It's lunch.
Yeah.
It's dinner. It didn't matter if I was hungry or not. I didn't pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only time I ate, like, other than that was when my stomach growled.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because going from, like, school into the workforce, like, I did watch this documentary about, like, they basically trained us to be workers. And that's why there's the recess. That's why there's the lunch. That's why there's the little breaks when we and in school to get us ready for the workforce. And that really does put it in your brain, like, at least for me, I feel like fully trained, where I'm like, okay, breakfast, I have to have like some sort of breakfast item. It has to be eggs or whatever, and then I have to have some sort of sandwich, you know, for lunch, and dinner has to be some sort of awesome entree.
Yeah,
like they've made that like such a like stickler that now, like, I'm literally do those things, and sometimes I don't even feel like I need to have food.
Interesting.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, because if you think about like the schools, it's you start school, you have recess for 15 minutes, which is essentially your 15 minute break.
Yeah.
Then you have lunch for a half hour, which is your lunch break.
Yep.
Then you get another recess
after you go back,
which is your second 15 minute break.
Yep.
And then you're off work and you go home and you eat your dinner.
Yep. Because it's structured to the teachers. If you think about it. Because they have to get their breaks and lunches in.
That's true.
How do we do this? Oh, we make the kids mirror us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now everybody's on the same system. That's why people should be good workers, because we've trained them to be in that situation. Isn't that wild?
That is interesting.
And then to think now that ADHD is so like prominent because mm-hmm. no one was fucking looking at it. Mm-hmm. They did have a lot of other things to look at back then, but still. But now you can see it. It's like plain as day of like who can handle a workforce that's a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. versus not. Because I feel like, because I'm surrounded by y'alls, I'm like the only non-ADHD person I know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, you guys would not work right in a 9-to-5.
Well, I worked 9-to-5s before.
Yeah, but you're not for like long periods of time. Like
I was
more
a dental assistant for years.
Well, I meant like because you are so independent, like the photographer side of you.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then, yeah, you did like an office for a couple of years. But like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, you're so not a 9-to-5er is my point. Like your brain, like how you would like.
Yeah, but really,
I guess there is a lot of 9-to-5ers.
I like 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Because the later I get in the evening, the more I'm done.
Yes.
So like yes, 4 or 5 o'clock hits mm-hmm. most of the time. I mean, there's some nights that I'm working until like 8. But for the most part, 4 or 5 o'clock and I'm done.
Yeah. They do say the last 2 hours are the most unproductive hours.
Yeah.
Of any work.
Well, and I usually start working if I'm home by 9 o'clock. Nice. At the latest.
Nice.
So I'm usually working from like 8. If I don't have to shower and get ready, mm-hmm. it's usually between 7 and 8. And then I'm done about 3 or 4.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So
yeah.
Technically, it is.
So yeah, I'll
5.
Take it back.
Okay.
But we can definitely see in high school the difference
yes.
of those.
Yes.
And I think that they need to be paying way more attention to that.
Oh, yeah. They should.
Yeah.
But I think nowadays it's, you know, they actually have schools dedicated to certificates, mm-hmm. not degrees.
Yep.
And I think that's fantastic because I know for me, I would have liked to go into something like that instead of being like, you know, the idea is that you go to a college. Well, that might not always work.
And that's not for everybody.
And it's not for everybody.
It really
so
isn't.
It's like even your niece is doing cosmetology. Mm-hmm. That's a great career.
Yeah, and she's been doing it for almost 2 years now, and she loves it. And when she ends, she has her certificate.
Yep.
So she could technically walk in her licensing. They pay for it.
Yeah.
So it's like she could walk into a studio or a salon mm-hmm. or whatever and be able to get paid right there and then.
Well, and she can open her own business. That's mm-hmm. the other thing is that a lot of the salons, you pay for your chair.
Yep.
So you work for yourself.
Yep, you rent the chair.
Yep. And so she can go right out of school – get a clientele, started a salon, pay her rent chair. Like then she's her own business.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What we can do now.
Yeah.
Because back in the day it was just strictly, hey, mm-hmm. you go to school and you eat these foods mm-hmm. and there's nothing different. And if you ask something different,
yep,
you're in trouble.
Yep.
You're in trouble, Missy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't want this pizza for lunch. Damn it. I still don't get the milk thing. I really don't.
I don't either.
It actually bothers me watching kids just pick up a milk and then at the end of the line, they just dump it.
Yeah, they don't want
it. They don't want it. So stop giving it to them.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's the only other thing that they can give them that's like semi-healthy.
Milk.
You got water and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Because juice is crap.
Well, and God forbid if your kid's lactose free.
Yeah.
That's a good way to find out, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
In school, poor kids.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is the third one, is mouth taste hunger.
Ooh.
So you're driven to eat because something sounds, looks, or smells good. Can be without physical stomach pain. And then the example, which I thought was spot on because of the fact that we do this every single time we go to this place.
Oh.
You walk by Auntie Anne's and get a strong whiff of their pretzels and suddenly you're craving an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Yes.
Every time we go to the mall.
Yep.
I walk by and I'm like,
it smells so good.
Smells so good. Let's just get an Auntie Anne's.
And what we do is we get the little hot dogs.
Yeah, we do get the hot dogs. So you do get a little bit of protein in it. But you know you're getting it for the pretzel.
Oh, like, what? Oh, I'm getting it for the smell.
I remember going and getting the sour cream and sour cream and onion flavored ones.
Oh, they had those. Yeah. I forgot about those.
Those were so good. I don't think they, I don't know if they have them
I don't
anymore.
Think I've seen them in a long ass time. We're going to have to look when we were kids.
See if they still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Or like another one is like Cinnabon. Mm-hmm. You walk by a Cinnabon, it smells delicious and it makes you want one.
Yep. Well, and I did this fucking vampires. Because I'm watching Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
And fucking Cheetos. They talked a lot about Cheetos in one episode.
Huh.
Like the Cheeto Puffs and which one that they wanted.
Oh, I've had that conversation.
Yeah. And then me and Simone look at each other and I was like, okay, when this episode's over, I really need to get some Cheetos. And he's like, he's all really? And I go, oh yeah, I want me some crunchy Cheetos after they just talked about that.
Yeah.
But it took, like, I waited and then I talked to myself, like, do we still want these? And I go, yes, we do. And so I went and got one.
I mean, you did ask yourself.
I did. But... I was like, I waited and I was like, yeah. You know what? I haven't had fucking Cheetos in like months.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know the last time I had Cheetos.
So. I like the crunchy white cheddar ones.
I know you do.
Because I'll get those. Anytime we travel, we go to the store, we get our essentials, and I get one bag.
Yep.
I eat it while we're gone, and then I'm done. And they're all small bags.
Oh, yeah. You're not. Yeah. She's not getting family size.
No.
I probably would be like, Kelly.
Yeah. I feel like this happens a lot because you see it on TV. You see it in a movie. Maybe you talk about, you know, Cheetos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with us talking about it. And then you're like, ooh, Cheetos do sound good.
Right.
Let's get the white cheddar crunchy ones. Yeah.
Well, and advertisers do that on purpose.
Oh, 100%.
Like the color red is supposed to make you hungry. Mm-hmm. The green makes you want to go. So it's like they know what the fuck they're doing. And so when they watch TV, you see it on your phone, mm-hmm. they know.
Well, there's a reason why Auntie Anne's pretzels make them fresh. Because if you didn't see them, smell them, you wouldn't. Mm-mm. Their business wouldn't be as big as it is.
No,
in my opinion. Same with Cinnabon.
Agreed. Because like, if you don't smell the pretzel, you're like, eh. Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Yeah.
But that smell, fucking, mm-hmm. and you never forget that smell.
Yep. And there's a reason why these pretzels and Cinnabons are in places.
Oh yeah.
In places. So when you're already there, ooh, I'm hungry. I'm going to get a pretzel.
Well, yeah. And it's supposed to feel like, oh, it's light. You know,
it's a snack.
It'll hold me over till dinner.
It's a snack that's like my half of my caloric intake for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. That's what we're telling ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we used to do that all the time. I know. Because me and Kelly, every Friday, we'd go down to the mall mm-hmm. and we'd go see a movie mm-hmm. and we would walk around. And sometimes we get Annie's and sometimes we wouldn't. But. Mm-hmm. Mostly we did.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I was just at Woodburn Outlets and they now have two Cinnabons, one on each end.
Oh my God. They don't need to do that.
They get you coming, they get you leaving.
Right? They're just like, okay, well, if you don't want to walk all the way over here.
Yeah. It's no problem. It's right here. Yeah.
Do you remember when mom worked for Cinnabon?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mrs. Fields. Sorry. She worked at Mrs. Fields, the cookies.
They had a Mrs. Fields here?
Yeah, in Salem Center Mall. Actually where that whatever is there now by the food court. It's
That's right.
Mrs. Fields, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. I remember there's like a certain cookie brand that they would give out at the hotel I worked at.
Mm.
And that was awful because you would I would eat like 5 or 6 cookies a night.
Okay.
Because they were literally sitting right there and they were freshly baked.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Yeah. They weren't like
fucking
and they
A.
had like 3 different kinds and it would come out and I would just like walk around, eat a cookie, walk around, especially like when it got towards like nobody was checking in.
Oh, yeah.
You're bored.
What do you do?
There's not much you can do.
Yeah, most people eat when they're bored.
Exactly.
That's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We know.
Yeah, we do.
Whoopsie daisies.
Okay, so we definitely had the mouth hunger.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Mouth pleasure.
Mouth pleasure.
I do.
Yeah. Mouth pleasure. We definitely have that before and after surgery.
You 100%. I would say it's the first year I don't remember it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after the first year was out, that's when it started again.
I think that's where a lot of people get into trouble, especially like pre-surgery liquid diet.
Mm.
Because you're smelling your family cooking food, eating food. Like you're smelling all that and you're like, I want to eat that.
Yeah. And I know some of you out there have actually cooked for your family during your liquid diet, your 2-week diet. You guys are fucking champs.
Yeah.
I do not know how the fuck you guys did that.
Nope.
I know you just power through it, but oh my God.
Yeah.
That, like, that's so hard.
No, I couldn't do that. I actually went into my room because my ex-sister-in-law and her family were living with us at the time. And I would excuse myself and go to the room every time she started cooking.
Yep.
Because I don't know how people do that, honestly.
No.
I don't.
I'm like, give it to me.
No. Yeah, no. Okay, so now we're on 5 already.
What was 4?
So we did physical stomach hunger.
Yep.
We just did mouth taste hunger. We did practical hunger. No, I missed one. Sorry. Okay. So the next one is habitual hunger.
Oh, what's that?
So the desire for food based on habits and routines. This type of hunger is often triggered by external cues. So the example is you're headed to a movie theater and notice that you're beginning to crave popcorn and candy. 2, every night around 9 p.m. you normally get a bedtime snack, so you notice feelings of hunger every night around 9 p.m.
Oh, we're habitual eaters.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's like, I mean, but if you think about it, society has trained us to be habitual hunger.
Oh, 100%.
Like, to use habitual hunger.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the whole, like, school thing.
Yeah.
Same. But, like, this, I think it was on one of our patron calls. Where we realize, oh, if this has been happening at nighttime for the last whatever years, then no wonder why now you're still like, oh, I want something, but you don't really want something.
Yeah. Or you'll start to feel hunger at that specific time.
Yep.
So whenever I go to bed, I get hungry.
Yeah.
Because it's been a habitual thing that every night I get a snack, which snacks are fine.
Yeah.
Right. And as, you know, a friend of Jamie's, I know what she would say is snacks are fine. Mm-hmm. Make them protein forward.
Yeah.
As long as you make them protein forward, you're fine.
Yep. As long as you do that.
The problem is that we don't. Mm-hmm. We don't.
We don't.
Shortbread cookies, chocolate chip cookies. They're problems.
Yep. That's why they're not allowed in the house.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I almost bought a box of shortbread cookies when we were at Ross.
They're so good.
And I was like, no. Those are only for traveling.
Those are only for traveling.
So which means we get some this week.
Yes, because we leave on Thursday.
We do, guys. We get to go be with ProCare and the family. It's Christmas time, so we're going to have a little holiday party.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
But back to the habitual one.
Yes.
That one's a fucking killer. So what I am liking about the GLP-1, so I'm going to just give you a little spiel. What I'm liking is that kind of turns off.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It has been turned off for me to where I'll look at the time and then now I'm like, oh, I should not be eating this late. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be like 10 o'clock and I want something.
Yeah.
But then I'll be like, oh, no. It's like it helps me make that decision.
100%.
And it makes it easier. Like, I'm not fighting with myself or, like, talking back and forth in my head about whether I should do it. It's not a debate anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's 10. Okay, we're going to go to bed and, like, lay down and chill for a little bit, play on my phone, and then I'll – yeah. So, like, it's I love that part of the GLP-1, guys. Like, even if I didn't lose any more weight, I would be like, yep. I would take and this is new because you've heard me forever. Like, I don't want to take this forever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. I've said that 1,000 times.
Yep.
But I can now say that I wouldn't mind being on a very low dose for the rest of my life because if it combats that, then I'm down for it.
And that is why I said I would be on it forever.
Yeah. Because that is such a game changer for me because I'm pretty disciplined. So once I have that extra, like, it's okay to say no. Mm. I don't have to do this. Because I'll tell myself, no, I have to do it.
Yeah.
No, why? I have to do this.
Why?
I have to go get that food. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say, why? Why do I have to? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't.
You don't have to.
And the GLP one's helping me make that decision faster and easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would agree. That was I am getting small doses of that. Like the other night, it was late, and I was like, oh, I'll just swing by McDonald's and grab a meal. And then I started talking to myself, and I was like, why do I need to grab a meal while I'm out?
Yeah,
like, you don't. I can go home, throw something in the air fryer, and it's way better than going to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I skipped McDonald's. I went home. I had these, meat something from Trader Joe's in my freezer. Mm-hmm. Popped it in the air fryer for 6 minutes. Did microwave rice. Done.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and look, I'm very proud of you. Made such a better decision.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, and one, it's interesting you thought of McDonald's because you don't really even think of McDonald's.
Well, I was at the mall.
Oh, okay.
I was at the whatever it's called, Willamette Town Center or whatever. It'll always be Lancaster Mall to me.
Yeah.
Even though you can't actually go inside anymore. Everything is external.
It is.
They've completely locked all the doors inside.
Really?
Yeah. Because you remember I used to be able to go through the front and go to Burlington?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You're closed off now. You have to go use the outside door.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. So there's no, Orange Julia's or anything inside mm-hmm. anymore?
Nope. Completely empty.
I guess that works.
Yeah.
That's probably how they keep people, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
So, yeah. So I was headed home from there, and the direction I was going, I would pass right by McDonald's.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
Yeah, because people, that's not her jam.
No.
I was like, that's interesting.
No, it would never. I mean, fast food has never really been a huge thing for me. But when I ate it, it was a lot of food. I will admit that. When I would stop at McDonald's before surgery, it was a lot of food.
Well, mine's just Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That's always been Taco Bell.
I haven't really ate Taco Bell since I moved in, too.
I know. You did on leave, but not on this one. So.
I think it's because I'm more comfortable
with cooking.
And I've made a lot of progress in that.
You have.
In that way. So.
1,000%.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not really ordering food. I'm not really I think I've ordered Chick-fil-A twice, and I think that was because I was in a flare,
which that's totally understandable.
Right? So yeah, it's just interesting how it was I was like, oh, McDonald's, and you're dead set on it, mm-hmm. and then you start talking to yourself and having that conversation of okay, but what's actually in my fridge?
Yeah, because there could be something good in there.
Yeah, what's in my freezer? And really, we only eat 10 bites at most.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really care what I'm eating?
You used to.
I used to. Not so much anymore. I'm okay, I'll eat soup all week. That's fine. Which, I didn't eat it as much as I thought it was going to. And
the
now,
taco soup.
Yeah, now it's bad.
Oh.
Did you eat yours?
I ate some of mine. I didn't eat all of it, but I did have.
I gave you a lot.
You did. You did. But I was wanting it yesterday.
No, don't eat that.
And I can't now. Yeah, it's not good anymore.
It's not good.
But I had two sessions of it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Because I really like it. That's a one I can have every week at least once.
Yeah.
No.
I really like it. And yeah. So anyways.
My booty likes it.
Your booty?
Yeah. Because of all the beans.
Oh my God, you're so gross. Okay, so the last one is the one that I do a lot.
Okay.
It's heart hunger. So you're driven to eat due to emotional response or emotional reasons, positive or negative, mm-hmm. such as celebrating an accomplishment or coping with stress. So the example is, I've had a long day and this chocolate cake sounds really comforting. Or it's my best friend's birthday, so we're going to celebrate with cake. And I think that one gets us a lot because you got to think okay, I always go to this Christmas party
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to this one thing every year and I'm going to celebrate because it's Christmas.
Well, and I just eat emotionally.
Well, yeah, just flat out.
Just straight up.
What.
Just.
It actually doesn't need a reason.
No. Nope.
We're we're upset, so we're going to eat.
Yep. Literally. Or I'm lonely. I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
No one's home and can see me.
I'm going to eat.
I can eat.
I'm going through a breakup. I'm going to eat because it's justifiable because I'm going through a breakup.
Right. Yeah. That we tell ourselves all the things.
Yep.
And we do it. Yeah. Heart one is definitely one I can relate with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that's how I got myself to over 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's different from here, from today to 300 pound Mel was it's interesting. I didn't even realize I was coping with food. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I was unhappy. Mm-hmm. I just thought this is just how you live.
Yeah.
This is just what you do.
Well, and your dad had passed away.
Oh, I know why I was sad.
Yeah.
There's a lot. But I didn't think about, oh, I was coping. Because I remember my goofy thing is I thought I had to be crying to at the same time for it to be like a coping thing. So I didn't realize like, oh, but Melanie, you just had like three chimichangas with cheese on top. Why? Why? And actually, you only cooked two in the first place. You still got up and got another one.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, probably because you're bored, angry, upset.
Dealing with the loss.
Dealing with feelings. Like, I was, you know, just overwhelmed. And you just don't know. And so now I can spot it. I can spot it so fast. I'm like, oh, Melanie's reaching for dessert. Mm-hmm. That's how I know I'm coping. Because I don't reach for dessert much. So if I do, I'm like, I'm coping with something.
It's at night for me. I'm always coping with night eating. Like,
yeah, that's your.
And it doesn't have to be any. It doesn't have to kryptonite. Be sweet.
Mm-mm. That's what I thought was interesting because I was like, oh, she really has night eating because it's not even like it's not sweet. It's very random. Mm-hmm. She does in the middle of the night. Are you doing that still or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
OK, so that's back.
That has not gone away. Because I am dealing with, you been drinking long?
Got water all over me.
Thanks. It's okay. Your sweater need to be washed, apparently.
Yep. I just got it. Rude.
I mean, it did come from Ross Dress
for Less. True story. True story.
Okay. So let's go through all of them.
Well, no. Back to your night eating real quick.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about that? Okay.
So it just... But I thought it stopped. Didn't it stop in the summer or something? Like when we were like Disneyland area with Shay?
Oh, yeah.
Like you stopped for a little bit.
So there's pockets of not doing it. But I mean.
But now it's back full.
My life has been stress.
Your life is always stressful.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot less stressful now.
That's your story.
But so I have always kind of coped with that.
Okay.
And it was easy at Zach's house because. He has a plethora of food.
Yes, he does.
Of all the things.
Yep.
At my house, it's a little bit more controlled just because I can choose what I'm bringing in.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, let's have a Uncrustable. Oh, let's have some cheese. Oh, there's these chips. Let me get those. Like, it's a lot of like random shit. And it's like, I always like get it and then go lay down.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Because I don't know. I think that's like my comfort zone is like laying in bed and I have my food and I watch my show and I scroll on my phone.
Yeah. And well, and a lot of us do that. Mm-hmm. So you're not alone.
Oh, I don't feel alone. I just want to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Like the want is there, but then it's not there. Like
you're not ready yet.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll get there. It's just not.
It takes so because and you've done it. So at least you know you can do it. Because I was like, no, I remember a good month or so.
Yeah.
That you were like, guess what? I didn't eat in the middle of the night.
Yep.
So I was like, no, you have. You got
there. Well, because I stopped bringing food to my bedroom.
Yeah.
I had that to was eat a rule. It in the living room.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you got to put that rule
back in place. I got to put that rule back in place.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
You got to discipline yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, always when you're ready, guys, it's not going to work if you're not ready. Like, like I've done that cycle up and down just because I thought I was ready and I wasn't.
Yeah.
And that goes for work, relationships, cooking, whatever it is. Like, you have to be ready.
Yep.
Yep.
You do. Okay. So let's run through them.
Yes.
Okay. We got physical stomach hunger. Okay. We've got, and that's the biological one. So that's the like normal one that we think about when we think about hunger
cues.
We got mouth pleasure hunger. Okay. And then we got habitual hunger.
Mm-hmm.
We have got practical hunger, Which I don't think practical is too bad, though.
I don't think practical hunger should really be there.
But, well, but it is a hunger.
I guess it makes sense. But yeah. Yeah.
Because the biological one, like.
Yeah, you have to have
that's
that.
That's there. Yeah. And then we've got heart hunger.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like going through all those, like it makes sense because there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was definitely eating for all five.
Mm-hmm.
Before surgery.
Oh yeah,
like every single yeah. one of those reasons mm-hmm. I was doing.
Oh yeah,
and like,
to a maximum level,
right? It's not to like, oh, just a little bit.
Yeah,
it's always to the max. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting the dynamic now mm-hmm. because I don't eat for all of those, and mm-hmm. if I do, it's not these crazy amounts of food
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, it's not to an extreme level.
No,
anymore. Mm-mm. And I would say I feel the same. Like even though I do struggle with my eating still, it is not to the extreme level that it was
no.
prior to surgery.
Yep.
And I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. We're way more aware now.
We're aware that there are different, and now we know there's five.
Yep.
Now we're going to be even more aware.
Yeah, because really, the more that we find out, the more aware I get.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, because now when I look at food, I look at it completely different.
Yeah.
It's not the same anymore. It's mm-hmm. like, it's the amount. I look at like the sizing of it mm-hmm. now. I look, oh, does it have protein in it? I always mm-hmm. look for some sort of meat source.
Yep.
Before I eat something. Like yeah. those are the two, because I'm like, I can't put that inside me. Like that's too much food.
That's what she said. Oh my God.
Because the amount of food now, I'm just like, how the fuck did I do that before? I don't understand it.
Well, our stomachs were giant.
Yeah, like a football. Now we yeah. know. Because like before, but we don't know that. That was like so unaware.
We are very unaware prior to surgery.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just like, I remember when they showed you the stomach afterwards, I was like, holy fuck. Like,
yeah.
I did not realize that's how big my stomach was.
Yeah. I mean, none of us did.
Mm-mm.
We know we ate a lot.
Yeah. We ate and it came out.
But it's weird to think that was where your stomach is now.
Mm-hmm. It's like mind boggling. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. All right. That's our show for today.
Yes, guys. Before we let you go.
I was going to do the same thing.
Yes, because that means we have 5 days left for nominations.
5 days. Guys, get all your nominations in. Make sure to talk about it on your stories. Make some posts. Tag us because we want to see all the creative posts going on.
Oh, we love it, guys.
Yep. And if you need to go nominate still, it is at jbyawards.com. And at the top, it'll say nominations, JBY 2025 nominations. Click on that and you can just scroll through and submit all of your people.
And then right after, you can get your tickets.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale right mm-hmm. now. They're only $150. Mm-hmm. And literally, you get so much for that $150.
You
so we can't wait to see your lovely faces there. So yeah. don't forget to do all those things.
Yeah, because the show is on April 12th, 2025. And it is in St. Louis, Missouri. So if you are near the area or want to travel, buy your ticket and come out and see us because it's going to be the best year ever.
It's going to be epic.
Yes. All right. We love you guys and we will see you
next time.
Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.